the same route as the Saudis. According to the army, diplomats from the United States, France, Britain and China are expected to depart on military aircraft provided by their governments in the coming hours. But Khartoum's international airport has been a focus of the fighting between the army and rival paramilitaries from the rapid support forces. Previous plans to evacuate foreign nationals have been scrapped because of safety fears.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says he will soon call a special legislative session to focus on guns following the mass shooting at a Christian school in Nashville. State lawmakers adjourned their regular session without acting on the issue. And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has signed a multi-billion dollar state budget bill. But as Rose Conlon reports, she rejected several more controversial provisions.
The balanced budget directs over $500 million to the Kansas Rainy Day Fund. Kelly touted investments in the economy and higher education, but she vetoed certain proposals, including a plan to establish an anti-abortion counseling program and a provision that would have banned some diversity hiring measures at state colleges. Republican House Speaker Dan Hawkins criticized the large number of line item vetoes and said the legislature will attempt to override many of them next week. Lawmakers still have to iron out a plan for funding K through 12 schools, which makes up the majority of state spending. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlon in Wichita.
The Keystone oil spill in Kansas was partly caused by stress put on the pipeline during construction. Celia Obese Jepson has this report.
TC Energy says an independent report shows the problems that led to the Keystone spill started a decade ago. During construction, the pipe experienced bending stresses sufficient to start a crack. That's how TC Energy describes the independent findings, but it has not made the document public. More than 500,000 gallons of crude oil spilled in Washington County. TC Energy and the EPA disagree on the exact amount. TC Energy says it has recovered 98% of the oil. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson.
And in sports, the Kansas City Royals lost to the Angels last night 2-0. They play at 8:07 tonight.
NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Carnegie Corporation of New York, supporting innovations in education, democratic engagement, and the advancement of international peace and security. More information is available online at carnegie.org.
Partly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 50s. Winds from the northwest, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Gusts up to 30 miles per hour today. Mostly clear tonight. Widespread frost after midnight tonight. The National Weather Service has issued a freeze warning in effect from midnight to 9 a.m. Sunday for most of the KPR listening area. It's 41 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Climate change is causing ice caps and glaciers to disappear. Coming up, reporters from NPR's Climate Desk talk about their stories connecting the dots between melting ice and our everyday lives. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Silent Sky about trailblazing astronomer Henrietta Leavitt and set in the 1900s when women in science were discouraged from making their own discoveries. From April 12th through 23rd, tickets at theodorelawrence.com.
Kansas Public Radio's Campaign for Excellence finished up yesterday evening with almost $312,000 pledged by our listeners. Here's thanks to our listener members for everything you do to support KPR. If you meant to make a pledge but just didn't get around to it, you can still become a patron of Kansas Public Radio Make your pledge today at kansaspublicradio.org. And again, from all of us at KPR, thanks for all of your support this week during our Campaign for Excellence. Partly sunny skies today, highs in the lower 50s, winds from the northwest 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour today. Mostly clear tonight and cold, lows getting down to the upper 20s. Widespread frost is expected after midnight. The National Weather Service is issuing a freeze warning in effect from midnight tonight to 9 a.m. tomorrow. It's 41 degrees in Lawrence, 40 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the
Mayor Karen Bass on homelessness and public safety on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Check out the KPR app for Android and Apple platforms. It's free at your app store, and you can take Kansas Public Radio with you everywhere you go.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
We've got just 20 more minutes of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. Just ahead, life, death, and plumbing. That story just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday here on KPR. Kansas Public Radio's Campaign for Excellence finished up yesterday evening with almost $312,000 pledged by you, our listeners. Here's a big thank you to our listener members for everything you do to support KPR and programs like Weekend Edition Saturday. If you meant to make a pledge but didn't quite get around to it, you can still become a member of KPR at kansaspublicradio.org. And again, from all of us at Kansas Public Radio, thank you so much for your support.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Celebrating 70 years on the air, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play KPR. Coming up next on Kansas Public Radio, it's NPR's News Quiz. Wait, wait, don't tell me. If it's not worth the time or effort to sell your old car, truck, or motorcycle, KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands. We'll turn your old car into the programs you enjoy every day. Find out more about our vehicle donation program at kansaspublicradio.org. Partly sunny skies today with highs getting up to the lower 50s. Winds from the northwest 15 to 20 miles per hour. Gusts up to 30 miles per hour. It's 42 in Kansas City. This is KPR.
Utopia. For 30 years, committed to advancing educational innovations and research that improves pre-K to 12 learning. More at edutopia.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Partly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 50s, winds from the northwest 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusts today up to 30 miles per hour. It's 44 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
The following program was taped in front of an audience
and public safety on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Check out the KPR app for Android and Apple. It's free, and you can take KPR with you everywhere you go. It's funny the things that go through your head during a disaster, and only later, sometimes much later, maybe you can learn something from it. Today on This American Life, a surprising conversation with Elon Musk on This American Life at noon on KPR. Partly sunny skies today, highs in the lower 50s. Winds from the northwest, 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour today. For tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s. It's 43 degrees in Topeka, 44 in Lawrence, 43 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR's
Next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition Monday morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your hosts, A. Martinez, Steve Inskeep, and Tom Parkinson. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. KPR finished up our Campaign for Excellence, our spring membership drive, yesterday evening with almost $312,000 pledged by you, our listeners. Here is a big thank you to all of our listener members for everything you do to support KPR and programs like Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. If you meant to make a pledge but didn't quite get around to it, you can still become a member of KPR at kansaspublicradio.org. And again, thanks for all your support. Partly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 50s. Winds from the northwest, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Occasional gusts up to 30 miles per hour today. It's 45 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR. This is NPR.
Celebrating 70 years on the air, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play KPR. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, engaging the community with programs like Masterpiece, Nova, Frontline, and Antiques Roadshow. Program information at kansascitypbs.org. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. The time is 11 o'clock.
I'm Jesse Thorne. Delroy Lindo.
Resources anytime from anywhere with Bibliograph and linked data technology. Learn more at EBSCO.com.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Partly sunny skies today, highs in the lower 50s, winds from the northwest 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 30 miles per hour today. It's 45 degrees in Emporia. This is KPR.
It's Bullseye. I'm Jesse Thorne for MaximumFun.org and NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. KPR's Campaign for Excellence, our spring membership drive, finished up strong yesterday evening with almost $312,000 pledged by our listeners in support of Kansas Public Radio. Thank you to everyone who made a pledge during the drive. Your support makes KPR programming possible, shows like Bullseye and This American Life. If you didn't get around to it, you can still donate online at kansaspublicradio.org. Partly sunny skies today, highs in the lower 50s. Winds from the northwest, 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 30 miles per hour today. It's 40 degrees in Atchison.
Hi, I'm Kira
from Fun.org and NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Check out the KPR app. You can take Kansas Public Radio with you everywhere you go. Support for Bullseye on KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting Cabaret, the Candor and Ebb musical, now with more tickets available, playing through April 30th in Murphy Hall's Stage 2. Seating is limited. Tickets at kutheater.com. The National Weather Service is issuing a freeze warning in effect from midnight tonight to 9 a.m. tomorrow. Cover those plants. Widespread frost is expected after midnight tonight. For today, partly sunny skies, highs in the lower 50s, winds from the northwest with gusts up to 30 miles per hour.
Hi, I'm Kira Gowan, Ad Operations Specialist.
I think that's about it. Just remember, all great radio hosts have a signature sign off.
Bullseye with Jesse Thorne is a production of MaximumFun.org and is distributed by NPR.
You know what's totally freaking cool? Science.
The winning field goal of the Cincinnati Bengals was aided by a 1/3 of an inch deflection to the right from the rotation of the Earth.
I'm Ann Strange Champs, and next time on To the Best of Our Knowledge, science is cool. Sunday at 10 a.m. here on Kansas Public Radio.
You know what else is cool? This American Life coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio. Today on This American Life, the things that go through your head during a disaster. That's just a minute and a half away here on KPR. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play KPR. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Roar and Pour Wine Fest, a fundraiser and wine tasting event featuring food, drinks, and live music. April 29th. Tickets at topekazoo.org/roarandpour. We've got a freeze warning in effect from midnight tonight to 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Partly sunny skies this afternoon, highs in the lower 50s, windy conditions, winds from the northwest 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 30 miles an hour this afternoon. Widespread frost is expected overnight tonight with lows in the upper 20s. It's 47 in Topeka, 46 in Lawrence.
I've had a bunch of bike accidents in the last year and a half. And the